It's time to think about your health insurance again. Open enrollment for policies under the Affordable Care Act is now underway, and there are people ready to help you navigate your way through the system. WUWF's Bob Barrett reports.
We're there to provide education, interpret the language of insurance, and then help consumers make a decision that best fits their financial needs and their health care needs.
Patricia Maxwell is an organizer with the Epilepsy Foundation of Florida. She is also a navigator, helping people sign up for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. Along with other groups like Pensacola's 90 Works, the Epilepsy Foundation now has teams of health insurance navigators across the state. Maxwell says since the troubled rollout of the website 2 years ago, the system is working well.
I don't think anybody's going to deny that there were some glitches in that first year. Last year, honestly, I was on the computer quite a bit with consumers, and I did not encounter one problem getting on to the website, nor did I encounter any problems if I needed to call the marketplace for any additional assistance. So I was able to get through. So I have high hopes that things are going to continue to improve each and enrollment year.
And though Maxwell and her team work through the Epilepsy Foundation, their services are open to anyone. The foundation was given a grant and now has Affordable Care Act navigators in many Florida counties. And the county you live in is important.
The insurance plans for each county or territory in the state of Florida are going to be different. So the same plans that are available in Escambia County or Santa Rosa County may not be the identical plans that are available in Broward County.
And that means if you've moved in the past year, you may have to go through the sign-up process again. There are other reasons to reapply for insurance, too. Corey Brown is a navigator with the Pensacola-based nonprofit 90 Works, which is in its third year of being ACA navigators.
Because everyone's a year older, they may have a change in income. They need to do an application again to see if they qualify for any more or less tax credits.
And those tax credits are the key to making this insurance affordable. Corey Brown recalls a case of a woman working at a local retailer from the first year of the Affordable Care Act.
The policy for her was going to run around $575 a month, and she qualified for enough tax credits that her policy was only going to cost her $35 a month.
Of course, not everyone will find a deal like that, and not everyone will be able to get insurance. The Florida legislature once again refused to expand Medicaid in the state, so some people will fall in what's called the Medicaid gap in coverage.
It happens with quite amount of frequency where I'm meeting with a consumer that falls below that poverty line, so they're not eligible for the advanced premium tax credits because there has to be reportable income. I think a lot of people believe that the Affordable Care Act is free insurance, but it isn't. It's a tax subsidy towards your health insurance premiums to make it affordable. So you do have to have some reportable income, and whether that's from a job, pension, SSDI, alimony, there's a whole list of what constitutes as income. So had we been a state that expanded Medicaid, then you would not have fallen into that Medicaid gap. So sometimes at the end of a visit, the best I can really do for consumers is give them a list of free clinics in our area.
However, if people do qualify and still go uninsured, there will be fines to pay.
The penalties have increased this tax year. So, you know, last year they were $395 for adults, $187 for kids, I believe. This year they've escalated to, I believe, $695 for adults.
Open enrollment for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act continues through January 31st. You can find contact numbers and links to the navigators from the Epilepsy Foundation and from 90 Works on our website, wuwf.org. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.